Welcome to the Jeff Blumenkrantz Songbook Podcast, special episode 2. I'm back, and I'm back with a super special guest. And a guy! I never have guys. So I want to give a special warm welcome to Michael McElroy. Hi, Michael.
Hey, Jeff.
Thanks for coming over.
My pleasure.
So you all know Michael from his incredible performance as Jim in the revival of Big River with the sign language.
Mm-hmm.
That was amazing. And you got some special recognition for that.
I did.
Oh, I hate to be like, oh, Tony nominee, Megabit, but you know, it's so cool. It's cool. You know, all us little, you know, theater lovers all dream of things like that. So it's worth mentioning.
Well, it was great. It was a great experience.
So. Yeah, you were incredible in that.
Thank you, sir.
And you went on tour with it, too.
Yeah, I toured for about 9 months. We opened in San Francisco, and then at one point we went to Tokyo, to Japan. And then I left the tour and opened a company in D.C. That sat there for 3 months at the Ford's Theater.
Wow. So how long was your involvement all told?
I think it was 3 years, because we had time off after the Broadway show, and then, yeah, it was about 3 years.
Cool.
Yeah, super cool.
And also, one of my other favorite Michael McElroy performances, which thankfully was captured on audio, is Violet.
And also on video, I've seen some excerpts on YouTube.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about YouTube later.
And we also did it for the library, Lincoln Center Library.
Oh, now, do you ever go there and watch those?
I went to see, I actually did see Violet there.
You did?
I went to see Violet, and I went to see The Wild Party.
Oh, another great performance of yours. Yeah, Michael was one of the brothers.
Brothers D'Armano, yeah.
What did you call this? What did you
Brothers
say?
Brothers D'Armano.
D'Armano, right? Yes.
Bill and Oscar.
I loved that production.
And I went to watch it with Tony Collette and Nathan Lee Graham, who played my brother.
Cute.
So, yeah, we
the
all
three
went.
Of you huddled around a monitor. Oh,
right, we did.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
Well, it would be remiss for me not to mention the project where, it wasn't where we met, but it was the first time we got to work together. And
right.
That was Candide.
Candide, that's right.
No, I wasn't going to say the other. Right. We'll talk about that too.
Right. But also, especially since it was just on PBS at Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Yeah,
or something
very
like that.
Recently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did the Kristen Chenoweth with Patti LuPone Candide.
And I liked you right away.
Oh, you're nice. Mm-hmm. I liked you too. Mm-hmm. You were so good.
Yeah,
but then this summer we got to know each other really well because we did this like kind of invisible job. I don't even know if I've talked about this on the podcast, but Michael and I performed in the State Farm Insurance industrial show, mm-hmm. which went on for months. It was like a 3 or 4 month job. We traveled to Chicago and Las Vegas, and we performed for State Farm agents. And it's this really ridiculously incredible extravaganza.
It's like surreal.
I mean, it has an original score by Jason Robert Brown,
right.
Major tech and incredible performers, Michael,
Sets.
Alice Ripley, Todd Weeks, and Everett Bradley. It was just amazing, amazing people and a great, great time. And I enjoyed getting to know you so much there.
You know what?
What?
I got you.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
We had this.
No.
Oh, do we even tell the story? All right. So wouldn't that be funny if Pam was listening to this?
Oh, it'd be great. It'd be great. We love Pam.
We had some fun with an executive, and we got her to say "chicken butt" in a rehearsal, mm-hmm. and that just made us all laugh for about a day. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
did you keep your purple suit from Candide?
No.
I thought I saw you wear it at one of the State Farm.
No, but you have seen me wear my State Farm clothes out on the street.
Yeah, you tried to take my tie.
Wait, did we do a swap?
No, we didn't do a swap. You wanted my tie, and I was like, no, I'm taking. That's one of the things I'm taking. One thing.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Michael's going to sing a song of mine today that is from, you know, Man in the Moon from the last episode was written as an audition song, a spec song for my audition to write a new musical. And this was one of the other songs I wrote for that. And Michael performed it with me in a concert at Birdland a couple of months ago. And I loved the way you sang the song. You were incredible. You're the only person who's ever sung it.
Oh, wow, that's great.
And it was the only time I was ever sung in front of people because it was the spec song for a show that I actually am working on but can't really talk about yet. And this song will not be in the show.
Oh, yet. No, you're kidding.
I swear.
Why?
I'm like 99% sure.
That's devastating.
Well, thanks.
No, because it's such a great song and, you know, you really captured. I remember we were in State Farm rehearsal when you were asking me about. Was this?
Oh
song
yes, because I was writing this song when we were doing the industrial, and I interviewed Michael. I was like, Michael, because it deals with some racial things, and I was saying, you know, what do you know about this? Mm-hmm. These, you know, racial issues at this time in the U.S. history. It's right. Like the 1930, the Depression and stuff. Mm-hmm. So
and it came out. I have to say that what I loved singing about it, besides just being a beautiful song, well-written song, is that, you know, you were very smart about how you put the issues in, but they're through the character's voice of this musician of that era, so it doesn't ever feel preachy, but you're still getting a lot of what this person experiences. And one of the things that, you know, the musicians of that time, the black musicians of that time, you know, it's like they took their pain and they turned it into song.
Exactly.
And that comes across for me in the song, and that's why it was so much fun to sing. And to sing with you. Thanks. As my posse.
Yes.
My black posse.
I actually, you'll hear me play several roles, but one of them is Black Posse, and the other is ingenuous person who doesn't know what he's talking about. So the song is called Vance. And the assignment was to write the song around this concept of Vance. Now, this is a concept that I have had a hard time finding in the world, but the book writers, you know, wanted to create this around this term that they thought was this kind of significant jazz term. Whether or not anybody else has ever heard this term remains to be seen. But or maybe, you know, if you know what Vance is, email me and tell me what you think it is. So Vance, in terms of this song, is a jazz term that means your special thing, your special gift, your inspiration.
It's like your mojo.
Your mojo.
Yeah.
And the song takes place in a shanty town in Depression era New York, and a group of black musicians are explaining Vance to this character. And what else do I need to say about it? I'll say it now. On piano and backing up Michael vocally is me, and on bass is Peter Donovan, on drums is Sean McDaniel, and on sax, Todd Groves. Here is Michael McElroy singing Vance.
Vance is the only thing that matters. It's your life. Your best friend. In this world where nothing comes easy, Vance is the only thing on which you can depend.
Gee, I still have no idea what you're talking about.
Vance. Vance is your... You're it. As in, when you got it, you got it. And that it is all you need. Thank goodness for that. Because Lord knows they'll take everything else they can from the black man. I'll let them. They can take away your saxophone. They can take away your slide trombone. They can grab up everything you own. But they can't take away your bonds. They can block you from the bread line game. They can ban you from their halls of fame. They can call you boy and skip your name. But they can't take away your sweet bum do ya do da and shabba da ooba do ya do da. Someone forgot to teach them the age-old golden rule. Yeah. They hate you, they bait you, then they try to imitate you, but you just keep your cool. They can take away your front row seat. They claim the sidewalk make you use the street. They'd have a seizure if you tried to eat in one of their restaurants. But they can never take away someone forgot to show them we all share the same blood and bone. They'll slam you, damn you, Uncle Sam you, but you just hold your own. They can keep you from the front way in. They can keep you from the bathtub gin. They will always keep you wondering if Harlem really had a renaissance. But they can never take away your... Yeah, I wish they would, but
they can't touch your bonds.
Someone forgot to tell them slavery ended back in 62. Still, they'll spite you.
They'll fight you.
They'll backbite you. But you know what to do. Let them cut out all our movie scenes.
Stick us in the mezzanines. Let them blow the world to smithereens. We'll have the same response.
We'll have the same response.
Yeah.
Cause no matter
what they say,
no matter if they kick us down every day,
they'll never take away.
That was so great. Thank you again for doing that concert.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
You know, I know it took a little bit of arm twisting, but
once I got the songs, I mean, I couldn't say no.
Thanks again.
Especially this song, Vance, really. I just kind of connected to it, and it was fun, and there's something about it that's very kind of sexy and earthy and just classy, so I just liked it. So.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Well, I should mention that if you, the listening audience, are interested in watching Michael sing it, you can, because there was video of that concert, and I put Vance up on YouTube. So if you do a search for Vance, V-O-N-C-E, or there's actually a link on my podcast page to the video, you can check out Michael and see how amazing he was visually as well as orally.
Oh,
I could make like dirty jokes right now.
Okay.
So, Michael.
Yes, sir.
What's happening? What's coming up? What do you got?
Actually, at the end of the month, I start a play.
Oh, really?
Yes. I'm doing
this. Is news to me. He was really? you were being tight-lipped. You didn't tell me about this before we started.
Okay, see, I wanted some spontaneity.
That's nice. I like it.
Yeah, I'm doing Terrence McNally's new play at Second Stage.
Awesome.
Yeah, with Randy Redd.
Oh, my God. Randy was in The Industrial with us.
Yeah. And
that's great. What is it?
It's called Some Men, and I actually did a workshop of it a year ago, and it was out of town, and now it's back, and they're... been rewriting, and we start rehearsals at the end of the month.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so I'm doing that, and I also have the choir, and I also...
Oh my God, we didn't talk about the choir!
Oh no.
Michael founded and directs Broadway Inspirational Voices, which is this crazy great gospel choir made up of like Broadway type singers, and they give these concerts that make your head explode.
Yeah, so we're actually... just in the beginning planning stages of starting something to do our usual annual fall concert.
Where are you performing? Where do you do your concerts these days?
The last two we did at Town Hall.
Nice.
But, you know, we would love to move to places like Jazz and Lincoln Center and stuff like that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We want to do a live recording, and I've written like all the music for our next concert. And so we're starting slowly to work on that. Now, actually. We have our first rehearsal on Tuesday.
Wait, I have to mention that thing you played me when we were in rehearsal.
What thing? Oh, Sunday. I'm also working on that.
Yes. Okay, so Billy Porter, who you also all know and love, has been putting together a review of Sondheim songs with... Mm-hmm. Is it an all-black cast?
Mm-hmm.
All black cast, and Michael's been doing some gospel arrangements for this piece, and he played me this version of Sunday from Sunday in the Park with George. That is... amazing.
It's on Billy's last album.
Oh, right. Yeah. It's on Billy's last album. Well, then now you have to go. I'll have to link to Billy's album in my thingy. Mm. Because the song is fantastic. And I guess you guys are reinventing some of these songs.
Yeah, I've actually been working on, and I've just finished my third full arrangement of a song I've been doing over the last 2 months. I did three different songs. I'll play it for you after.
So really? Do you want to tell us what songs they are?
No.
Oh, secrets, no. Secrets.
You know, but I've learned how to use GarageBand, so I've been doing all the stuff on GarageBand, and so I'm working on that because there's going to be a workshop in the spring of that, and then a production in a regional theater in the summer.
Right.
So I'm working on that as well, and then I also did this TV show for VH1.
What's that?
Celebrity Eye Candy. It's a...
You are eye candy.
No, but you only hear my voice. So,
are you like the voice? Are you like the host voiceover kind of?
Yeah,
love it.
So I did a season last year, and then we did a year-end wrap-up in December, and now we're going to be doing them. Instead of doing them every week for like 8 weeks, we'll be doing them every 6 weeks so that we have a lot of material. And I sing songs and makeup songs.
Oh, my God.
One of my friends from college wrote it.
Yeah. I remember you mentioning this summer.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
So
have they started airing?
Well, the year-end wrap-up was in December.
Uh-huh.
And now we go back into the studio in February. And so it'll air sometime. The first episode of the new year will be mid-February.
Cool.
Yep, so I'm doing that, and you know.
I mean, you're also writing.
I'm also writing a show.
Shelley Williams.
Yes, and we just, we're working with a new playwright, whom I don't want to talk about yet, but he's a great guy, and kind of like, you know this from writing shows. It's like you go so far, and then you bring in another element, and then it just kind of blows everything out of the water. So it's like you have to be committed to what you're doing, but you also have to leave room.
For collaboration.
Yeah, and collaboration is it's incredible and also slightly difficult. It's like living in a household with three kids, basically. You know?
Absolutely.
You know, trying to maintain your own independence and your own voice, but still leave space for other people to be able to contribute
as
well.
But I have to say, at the end of the day, I'm so happy for collaboration because otherwise it's just me in a room by myself.
yeah, and you can kind of go crazy on your own, spinning your own wheels.
Yeah.
And it's nice. I mean, it's hard, but it's nice. And yeah, I'm working with Shelley Williams, who's great, wonderful.
Yeah.
Collaborator and director, and we're actually working on another project as well. And, you know, and I'm doing a lot of arrangements and vocal things for people and for the choir writing, and, you know, so kind of trying to keep myself busy and out of trouble.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's got to be hard for you.
No, it's not.
The trouble part.
No. No.
Okay, I have one last question for you before we sign off.
Yes.
Is there anything you want to say about the last season of America's Next Top Model?
I didn't like it, and I'll tell you why. because they've been showing all of these. Did you see the London one?
Actually, I did watch the London ones. Okay,
which are not good.
I just have to say for the record
yes.
that I am sort of a reality TV connoisseur, mm-hmm. but I've refined my tastes mm-hmm. down to like the best of reality TV. And okay. there are people out there who I know are judging us right now because we love America's Next Top Model. But yes. I just want to say in the reality TV spectrum, mm-hmm. this is like one of the best shows
I
that
agree.
They offer. So I want to say, yes, I am queer and and I watch this show, but hey, let's celebrate it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just have to say that, you know, this last year, I don't think any of those the top three girls would have ever even been in the top three of any other season
yeah.
of America's Next Top Model.
Yeah, because I'm just watching the marathon.
Yes, okay.
And I'd never
Amazing.
Seen the first four seasons.
You're kidding.
No, it's like the best thing to like have waiting for me on my TiVo.
Can you imagine? You saw how amazing those, and they really seem to grow over the
totally.
Time.
Totally. Shandy.
Okay. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. You know, so I'm looking forward to seeing what comes next season because I was not very pleased.
Yeah, I was, and I just want to say I was a little mad that Melrose didn't win.
I was not at all.
I know most people hated her, but I thought that she delivered every week.
Yeah, but I didn't like her.
No one liked her, just me.
Yeah, no.
All right, well, we've gotten way off track, but we haven't talked about models since, you know,
right, since
State
Farm.
Yeah. So I thought we needed to catch up a little bit on that.
Exactly.
All right, well, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure.
Wait, A, for doing the concert.
Thank you.
B, for letting me use it on the thingy,
yes.
this podcast. And C, for coming here and talking to me so we can make an episode of it out of it.
Well, it's great because I get to smell you and, you
smell
know.
Me. Oh, yes, that's right. He loves my cologne.
It's my favorite cologne. And
Paul Sebastian, if you're interested.
Yes, it's great. but no, my pleasure. Anytime.
Thank you again. And so this is Jeff and Michael saying goodbye.
Goodbye.